There's nothing like the Word of God coming out of the mouth of an anointed preacher that can successfully win the warfare in a man's mind and get him back to the garden, to the back to the place of provision, back to the place where God wants to deal with him.
When you have confidence in the Word of God, hope will begin to develop inside of you. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and guest Creflo Dollar as they continue this week's teaching, Renewing the Spirit of Your Mind.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we just praise you and thank you. Oh, you have blessed us so in these broadcasts. Oh, we're learning and we're growing and we're acting on your word, and it's changing things even right here and now while we're just on the broadcast. Things are changing and it's happening for us, and we are so blessed, and we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brother Creflo, let's get right back into this now.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, we got really into the mechanics of this yesterday, and the mighty power that is born into the human spirit when a person is born again. And I'm reminded there, you remember Peter said, we are born again, not of corruptible seed or dead seed, bad seed, but non-corruptible seed by, or
incorruptible,
seed you can't mess with. That's all right? It still sounds right. Non-corruptible. I like that. Okay, here we go. By the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And you remember now then in John chapter 1, it said, and the word became flesh, and the word took upon itself flesh and dwelt among us. Talking about Jesus being born of the word. We are this very same creative action. When we took the Word of God and by the Word made the decision to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, any man that is in Christ is a new creation. The book of Ephesians says, created in Christ Jesus. That seed of God's Word released faith, love, joy, meekness, kindness, temperance, righteousness, wisdom, the love of God, the power of God, all the very essence of Himself, the Zoe life of God was in that seed. And it released it in your human spirit. You're not just a forgiven sinner. That old sinner died the death of the cross when you made that decision. Mm-hmm. Now, this new man, the new you, old things passed away, all things become new and all things are of God. Mm-hmm. Now, what that's telling us here is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, the mighty power, the power of the spirit of might, born into your spirit when you made Jesus Lord of your life. Now you have the God-given power to control your imagination and make decisions of choice. And you're choosing to think God's word, think His thoughts. Well, think what that does, Creflo. That's the very word that got you born again in the first place. That you're the word seed that recreated your spirit just reaches up and grabs that and releases that power to cast down imaginations.
Wow. You know, I had this thought that confidence, cast not away your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward.
Yeah.
confidence is what releases that spirit of might.
Yes, it is.
And the more you renew your mind with the Word of God, you're renewing your mind, you're developing confidence in that Word, you're spending time with it, you're developing confidence in that Word. That's what we were talking about Smith Wigglesworth before the broadcast started. He released the spirit of might because his mind was so renewed with the Word of God.
Yeah.
That the confidence he had in that Word released might to work on his behalf.
And just did mind-boggling things with the power of God. Well, that's anybody's got, any born-again child of God got that in them.
Somebody said, well, how come we don't see the, you know, miracles like they did in the Bible day? Well, first of all, we can see those miracles, but one of the things we've got to see is people having confidence in this Word. Well, you're not going to do that if you're just getting in the Word once a month. You're going to have to spend time with that Word, renewing your mind until you have the mind that the Bible says we should have, the mind of the Anointed One and His anointing. Confidence in that Word now releases the spirit of might. And if you don't cast it away, that's the enemy's job, try to get you to cast it away, then you're going to receive a great recompense of reward that's brought forth through that might.
You know what that develops?
Mm-hmm.
It develops hope.
Oh, yeah.
That confidence begins to see, whoa, you begin to expect things.
Yes, sir.
That, and people will say, I don't know. I just can't see how in the world you could ever expect that to ever happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm drastically expectant of it because the Word has built that future up in front of me. Mm-hmm. Now my faith and my hope come together. And boy, I'm telling you, things start changing.
Nobody knew anything about debt cancellation and debt removal until it was taught. And then you begin to sit under it and you begin to expect it and then you start seeing it. And that's how it works. You get in this Word, you renew your mind with it, you develop the confidence in it, it builds the hope, there's the blueprint for it to be done, and then it shows up in your life.
You know, God promised Israel that 50th year jubilee, which was debt cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus taught that.
Mm-hmm.
He taught the blessing to the poor and so forth, that whole list of things, and the acceptable year of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, what was happening? Man, they listened to him preach that under that anointing. They got to looking forward to that jubilee. Well, Creflo, we're going to be out of debt. Oh, Creflo, oh, we're going to get our property back. Oh, and it ain't some government going to get it back for me. No, it's in the Word of God. And get all expectancy. And then he said, hey, I am the Jubilee. I'm here now.
Yep.
Poor man, you don't have to stay poor.
Yep.
Sick man, you don't have to stay sick. All you that are in debt and burdened down, you don't have to be heavy burden. Come to me. I'll give you rest and peace. Oh, my goodness.
Sir.
That hope was up in front of them, stirred up their faith.
And you know what else is associated with might? Wisdom. A lot of times you see wisdom and might. I mean, Jesus showed up operating in wisdom and might. I'm telling you, everything we need in this Word, if we will go ahead and renew our mind, we get the full benefit of what a born-again spirit wants to produce in our lives. Our spirit, man, will work through our soul. Our soul will work through our body. We got to get this joint right so that it won't prevent us from the forces that we have in possession in our spirit.
Let me ask you this. Is this correct that the untrained body and the unrenewed mind literally put the born-again spirit in prison?
Yeah.
He can't get out the mouth.
Yeah.
He can't, the Word is not working in the mind.
Yeah.
So the joint between the flesh and the spirit where the soul is so weak, it just keeps collapsing. And the spirit man is crying out to be fed the Word of God. There's faith, hope, and love in here, and it's trying to get out. And the love of God's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, but it's not being acted on.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, you have every anointing there. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You are equipped for everything that pertains to life and godliness. Now, if you don't get
this mind renewed. All of everything that you ever desire or need in your life, you're going to find out one day you carried it. You had it. It was there. But because we didn't renew our mind, because we didn't pull down those strongholds, because we got our knowledge from other sources other than God, it kept in prison all of the glory and all of the blessing and all of the anointing and the abilities. Everything that God gave us was kept in prison, locked up.
Think what we did. I'm talking about the church. Mm-hmm. Over its history and so forth. Think what we did with poverty. Mm. And it wasn't, the church preaching poverty. It was the world that was preaching poverty, and it got in the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was praying over this, all this health care thing that came up and all that debate and the government taking over health care. All of a sudden, they're the God of our health and all that and all that. So, and I was thinking about it, I said, Lord, what, take me back. Where did this break down? Mm-hmm. He said, everything that turns up like that, it's going to wind up at the feet of the church because the church gave up its stronghold and took their stronghold in it. He said, when my church stopped preaching healing and started building hospitals to take the place of it, then they began to hire doctors and personnel that did not know God and had no respect for God, practicing medicine in a church, a hospital. He said, over a period of time, surrendering that finally got to the point that it surrendered it to the government, and a government that did not look to God for its resources, but is going further and further into the socialistic idea, which is just simply man meeting his needs without God, and got into the socialized health care. And he said, it's just the manifestation of the curse, just working and working. But he said, you trace it back to when the church stopped preaching healing and started turning to the world's way of doing things. And got them in that mess. Well, it's the same thing with poverty. It's the same thing with any segment of society or human life that you come to. When you stop taking God's care of it, you're going to get in a mess.
Yes, sir. And you create this stronghold that doesn't line up with God's word. Yeah. And this is what this scripture, a stronghold does not necessarily have to be negative.
Mm-mm.
And that's the point we've been driving home here. But if it is a negative stronghold, this is how you deal with it. You deal with it with this weapon of our warfare.
Warfare it is a weapon, isn't it? We've been given a weapon that's more powerful than the stronghold.
Yes, we have a weapon to combat that situation. The weapon of this weapon we've been given is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, that will pull down that stronghold. Now, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I want to deal with this aspect of stronghold. My brain, I believe, has been designed by God when knowledge goes forth to grab hold of that knowledge and to hold strong to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the danger now of taking your kid and putting them into a secular university.
You're
going to build a stronghold.
Will renew his mind.
Yes, sir. And you'll walk away with 4 years of strongholds.
Oh,
now, you come home and you get in the church and we start preaching the knowledge of God's word. Well, now, first of all, the knowledge of God's word is now coming up against that stronghold you got from secular humanism. And we're saying, you know, renew your mind with the word. And you're saying, no, my education is this. And then you're having to do this because you're holding strong to this thing. And you're having to do that and you're holding strong to this thing. Well, by that time,
my bad stronghold, which now creates habits, which now creates addictions, which now creates the will of the devil in your life
bad
instead of the will of God.
Bad decisions, bad choices,
yeah. Bad character.
Yeah.
All of that comes
yeah.
along with it. Now, how did that get started? Where did that come from? Now, you go to Genesis chapter 2, and in Genesis chapter 2, let's look at God's, what I believe should have happened in the garden, but did not happen, which is the reason why we've been given this weapon to fight against the issue of this negative stronghold. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of, here's what got my attention, the tree of knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die or be separated from the Father and his provision. The Bible says a carnal-minded man is going to enter into death. We saw the rich young ruler. He separated from that, what the stronghold he got up, entered into death. All right, so now here's this guy. He's got knowledge from the tree, and he's got knowledge coming from God. Now, God just simply said, don't touch this tree. Everything you want to know, I'll give it to you. I'm fellowshipping with you in the garden. I'm telling you everything you need to know. Here's God's full intent. All of your knowledge is going to come from me.
Now, the lie was God don't want you to know.
Trying to make them think that they were missing out on something.
Yeah.
Trying to make
you're going to have to get it something. From this because God don't really want you to know.
Yeah.
I see where the lie was.
Yeah. And so what happens is he comes up and he says, you know what? You can get knowledge from the tree. Now, watch this. The day that you choose to get your knowledge from another source other than God, then that's when you're going to be separated from the knowledge that comes from God.
Man, oh man.
They decided, we're going to get our knowledge from this tree now. Now, for all this time, they've gotten their knowledge from God. If they wanted to know about good and evil, all they had to do is ask the Father. He would have explained to them and given them the knowledge concerning good and evil.
He planned to.
Yeah.
He planned to do that anyway.
But they chose to get their knowledge from another source. When they did that, separation took place. Now, isn't that the same thing that's happened in society right now? When we choose to get our knowledge from a talk show, when we choose to get our knowledge from the news media, when we choose to get our knowledge from the circumstances and situations of the world, and we're no longer getting our knowledge from God, what happens? We're separated from the provisions that we would operate in, and we have to live almost a lifetime, if you don't use this weapon, to find out you've been duped, you've been deceived, because none of the provisions showed up. You're broke, busted, and disgusted because you're separated from the provisions that come from God. Well, how did he separate us? He separated by giving you knowledge. You got stronghold. You held strong to that knowledge that came from the enemy. You held strong to it. So now, when we're now preaching the Word of God, and this is what's so powerful about the Word, there's nothing like the Word of God coming out of the mouth of an anointed preacher that can successfully win the warfare in a man's mind and get him back to the garden, back to the place of provision, back to the place where God wants to deal with it. Now, here's the point with this stronghold, holding strong to that knowledge. In Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Let's start at 22 and read through 24. And 22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now he is going to tell us how to deal with the stronghold. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, I believe with all my heart that the spirit of a man's mind is his subconscious. Give you an illustration. Have you ever driven from your house and you were not conscious of all the things you did once you arrived at the destination? You did all the right things. You stop, you look, you listen, you did. But you also, in your conscious mind, you were thinking about other things and doing other things, or learning how to drive a clutch. You had to consciously think about pushing that thing in. Mm-hmm. But when you trained in it and you created a habit, you did it without thinking about it. Well, that part that can do it without you being conscious of it, that part that can carry on, that subconscious part that can move according to the training and according to the habit, is the spirit of your mind. That you have spent so much time doing this thing over and over and over. You're not just in your conscious mind thinking about it, but you've moved it down into the spirit of your mind, and deep down in your subconscious, you've renewed that thing where now I forgive without having to consciously think about it, because I've trained myself in forgiving. I've set my will to forgive over and over
and over. The other night, I was watching something on television, and they brought out something that a politician did and said. And when it first hit me, it made me mad enough to fight. I'm telling you, he doesn't know today how God protected him. I'll tell you, whoa, man. I'm telling you, it really hit a nerve with me. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of cursing him, I immediately got up, got out of the presence of that television set, and it just came out my mouth, "Lord, I forgive him." Mm-hmm. "I don't want to, but I do." Mm-hmm. "And I forgive him because you said forgive me." Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really consciously think about doing this. I just went into action. But that's what happens out of training and renewing. Yes. And my mouth did its job. My thinking immediately changed and said, "Nah, I ain't got no business letting this get in me." And then I made a decision and said it out loud. I said, "Lord, I separate myself from that mess on that television. I shouldn't have gotten in that in the first place."
Well, see, if you don't renew your mind down to the spirit of your mind, then what will happen? You'll make a commitment to stop doing something, or maybe start doing something.
But it's shallow.
And because you hadn't changed this will be your enemy now. It's your spirit of your mind unrenewed that will now become the reason why you can't seem to carry it out when you're consciously thinking about doing something.
Where does meditation come in?
Yes, sir. Well, hey, that's part of your training.
You got to do that. Don't you? Meditate in the Word night and day.
Yeah.
God told Joshua, "Gosh, Joshua's going into combat the next day."
Yes.
Don't you know he's remembering those giants he saw 40 years ago?
Yeah.
And God said, "No, you don't think about that. You meditate in my word day and night." Mm-hmm. And we're out of time.
Okay.
we just need to take up right there tomorrow, because we're into the mechanics of this thing, and this is where if you don't get on into this, mm-hmm. you'll just surface, skirt and surf through the thing and really not get the results.
Yes.
Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. The average person can have up to 50,000 thoughts every day. These thoughts create patterns of thinking that build a blueprint and affect everything in life. So what have you been setting your mind on? Renew your mind to God's Word starting right now with Dr. Creflo Dollar's teaching series, How to Change Your Thinking. Transform your life by lining up your mind with God and His Word.
You have to change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, you're going to have to change those words that you're exposing yourself to.
Exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts and promises. Eliminate destructive thought patterns and don't let a stronghold keep you from God's best. As you listen to this dynamic, powerful, and practical series, you'll notice a shift in your perspective on life. Things will begin to change. You'll see yourself like God sees you, blessed, confident, full of hope, and walking in faith and victory. Change your thinking and change your life. Order How to Change Your Thinking today at a special 10% saving for just $18. This powerful 4-CD set by Creflo Dollar will show you how changing your mind can change your life. For a discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, you can readily tell the things that the Lord led us into on this broadcast today. I mean, you need quality time in this working with it. That's the reason you need to get a hold of this series of CDs, because Creflo had time, of course, to get into that on these that we don't have on this broadcast. But even at that, you go to the website, kcm.org, and get this broadcast over and over again. But that's the way that, and God will give you revelation the same as He gives it to us. We don't, because we're preachers, we don't have some corner on it. And that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide into all the truth. He wants you to have this far more than you want to have it. So get in there and get a hold of the information and work with it. We're going to get into this in tomorrow's broadcast and the meditation of it and the transfer from the earth's information to the Word, to heaven's information. Mm-hmm. And that's where you want to be. Praise God. Listen, there's a 24-hour a day, 7-day week prayer line at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we've got prayer people here to help you. We've got people to... I don't care what you need prayer for. Your children, wherever they are in the world, this is an opportunity for trained people of prayer. We just simply want to be here for you. Praise God. So take advantage of the things that God has led us to make available to you. Get on Creflo's website. Do the same thing with it. I tell you, there is a wealth of godly information on World Changers' website. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.